back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Everyone knows the Coons Ford Security Boulevard's been sponsoring me, but you didn't know. I got the t-shirt now, and I got the long sleever. I've turned down the air conditioning in the studio because it got a little warm in here. It was when I put my hair back, like superstar Billy Graham when he came back from the Orient, Dennis, the lights were blinding me. I needed the whiz, you know?
Oh, the grand wizard of wrestling. Come on,
you know,
brother.
I had a whole wrestling conversation the other day when Paul Orndorff died, Dennis. I'll have
yes.
you know.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing. Fabulous. Paul Orndorff, he was a well-built man and a good, great showman.
So you were a Paul Orndorff guy? Is that true?
Yeah, I liked him a lot. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, back in the day, and I told this story to Luke, and I put this up on Twitter. You and I are Twitter friends, right? Yeah. The day that Paul Orndorff died, I'll make a short story long. Chris Pica, does a lot of work with me. He's been a dear friend forever. But he has the ability to go into old microfiche and find old newspaper articles from all over the world. You know, they have
Excellent.
Like a whole thing that he's involved with Pro Football Writers. He has access to be able to get some of this stuff, right? So when Paul Orndorff died, I was literally in a Zoom with him, and I said, man, I saw Paul Orndorff wrestle with my Aunt Edna in Greenwood, South Carolina, in the summer of 78 or 79 or 80. I'm like, no, it wasn't 78. It had to be 79 or 80 because I thought where I was, you know, who I was and where I was.
You were young back then, very young.
I was
early
10
teen.
Years old.
Yeah, there you go. Not even a teen yet. Yeah.
So I'm going to share – you did not see this. I'll share it with you and for the audience that follows us out on our WNS-TV channel and Baltimore Positive Video and out on YouTube as well. So this is the card, and Chris Pica found it in the newspaper, okay? So I'll click on it maybe. Can you see it, the whole card here?
Cannot see it.
I did it wrong. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can do it better now. Can you see it now? There we go. Mid-Atlantic Wrestling at the Greenwood Legion Stadium.
Wow.
In case of rain, it will be held at the Civic Center Tuesday, July 17th, 1979. Double main event. You ready? Paul Jones, World Tag Team Champion, up against strongman Tony Atlas.
Oh, man.
So That's nobody great. Had ever heard of Tony Atlas here at that point. Now, Paul Jones went on to be a legendary NWA wrestler. Big John Studd versus Blackjack Mulligan.
Wow.
Now, this is in a stadium that isn't like Bowie or Frederick. This is a 1968. It was built in 1968 in South Carolina. Class A in the Sally League. The Greenwood Braves played in this little state. I mean, little like 2,500 seats. It looked like a little high school. It looked like Dundalk Community College. So the tag team match was Swede Hansen and Sergeant Goulet. That was Rene Goulet. And they were up against, are you ready for this combination? The combination of Paul Orndorff and Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, wow.
So this is in 1979. So then this card here, I've remembered this whole life. I went with my Aunt Edna. I saw that ad in the paper when I was a boy. And I came running into the kitchen out on Ellis Street in Abbeville, South Carolina. I was chasing crickets like you chasing a locust over in Greece. And I said, Aunt Edna, the wrestling matches are in Greenwood. Where's Greenwood? Oh, Greenwood's over yonder over the hill. We'll take you want to go to the wrestling matches? How much? $5. We're going to sit ringside, honey. We're going to sit ringside. And she made fried chicken. She made fudge with the pecans that fell from the tree. And it's one of my fondest memories of my – I mean, I'll cry talking about it then. We drove from Abbeville over to Greenwood, probably 20 miles. You know, long way for an 80-year-old aunt, you know.
She was feisty. 80. She was that old lady at ringside shaking her cane at the wrestler.
She loved
the
wrestling matches, and she drove me. And it made me find her gravesite. I found her obituary in the paper. It took me down a rabbit hole the other day with this, but it's amazing sports and wrestling and family. And Paul Orndorff dies. That ad, Dennis, that ad I showed you, I had that clipped out. I had it with me until I was in my 20s. You know, I took it with me probably till I got to White Marsh and said, all right, this wrestling stuff's got to go. I threw it away. And to find that, I almost cried when Pica found it, you know?
Yeah.
but it's wrestling, right? And it's being a kid. You know, you talk about, you got wrestling memories when you were a kid.
Well, let me ask you a question. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Orndorff a tag team partner of Hulk Hogan back in the day? Weren't they like a duo at some point?
Maybe in the AWA or something.
Yeah, I think then they were actual tag team partners. Then, of course, they wrestled against each other, et cetera. But, yeah.
But to go on a card like this in 1979 and have Jimmy Snuka and Paul Orndorff turn out to be like Hall of Fame wrestlers, right? Yeah. I mean, Tony Atlas was just a bodybuilder guy, and then he went on. Like, it was amazing for $5. The memory you make that 40 years later, what would $5 buy you now that could be worth that kind of a memory with your aunt, you know?
Sweet Hansett, Blackjack Mulligan. I mean, Blackjack Mulligan was a fantastic heel, you know, and that's – the heels are the ones that make, you know, wrestling what it is. You need a bad guy and a good guy, right? Somebody's got to play the part of the bad guy.
Somebody's got to be evil. And
somebody's got to be evil.
When I tied my hair back, I knew that, you know, because I got it back here, I knew that, you know, someone would accuse me of coming back from the Orient like the superstar did, you know. That's what Superstar did.
Superstar Steven Seagal, you know, when they come back from the Orient, they do the hair thing. They let it go long and they do the man bun in the back and it looks good, right? But nobody pulled it off better than the Superstar. He was fantastic.
Well, he's still alive, I believe. Tony Atlas is still alive. It forced me to Google all the people on that wrestling card.
I thought Billy Graham died. I thought he passed.
Did the Superstar die?
I think so. We need to look it up real quick as we talk here.
We lose the Superstar?
I thought we lost the Superstar. I hope I'm wrong, but I thought we lost Billy Graham.
I thought he was just ill, man. I didn't know he was.
You may be right. I hope I'm wrong. But
Superstar
Billy Graham is.
That's what you learn on this show.
You know, you're right. No, I stand corrected. He's still alive, 78 years old.
We lost Bruno a couple years ago.
We lost Bruno, yeah. But Superstar Billy Graham, 78 years old.
If anybody can get the Superstar on a Zoom, man, I'd love to talk life with the Superstar.
Yeah, he was Hulk Hogan before Hulk Hogan. Hogan was Hulk Hogan, right? He was the original Thunderlips out there.
He was Thunderlips, yes.
He was Thunderlips, wasn't he? He was a great showman.
And people, I don't see movies anymore. So for you to drop a Thunderlips reference in there from Rocky III and, you know, me realizing that I saw Rocky III at Golden Ring Mall the first day it came out at the UA theaters. Dennis Colazzo is here. He's Coons Ford. I'm not sure if I'm on his show or he's on my show. We sort of meander in and out of all of this. I got an anniversary next week. I'm taking a little downtime. I'm doing this crab cake tour. Dennis, I want to tell you, I had the entire day Sunday. I knew it was going to take me all day, and I kind of waited to the end to pick the crab cake places that I'm going and to sort of get my routing together. Like, I want to do this Frostburg flyer. Very, very important that I do that. And it only runs on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. So, you know, I had to adjust my schedule with Dan Rodericks. So the fishing day now, are you ready?
Okay.
You got your calendar?
Got
the fishing day is Thursday the 26th. We're going to fish the Savage River. I'm going up on the 25th and spend the day at Deep Creek. My wife and I got some things we want to do in Oakland around that area. We're going to do the Frostburg Flyer. Now, this is on the way back. We're going to go to Cumberland. It's an 11:30 train. It's a four and a half hour train ride. You can go Gucci. You can get the glass ceiling for $110.
Wow.
And nice. You go into Frostburg, you get lunch in Frostburg, they give you lunch on the trip. I've always wanted to do it. I'm going to Gucci it out for $100.
Nice.
And so we're doing that on the 27th. 28th, we're going to Antietam. And I just caught up with Randy Thompson from Big Cork Vineyard. One of the top 10 vineyard experiences in America, according to USA Today.
Oh, a little wine tasting is in order.
We're doing some wine on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're going back to Big Cork. And we're going to have a little hootenanny there with some crab cakes. So this is the end of the tour. I have Shohei Ohtani in the book on the 24th.
Nice.
I got things happening. So Bruno Mars is going to be involved in all this. So,
Very good.
Are you going to fish? I mean, do you want to fly fish or is it something that you just don't want to do?
No, I want to do it. I just got to check my calendar to make sure I'm clear, but love to fly fish. You know, I love being outdoors like you. I love being one with Mother Earth and nature and whatnot. And we're not built to be cooped up watching Netflix, you know, back-to-back-to-back episodes, right? We're built to get out.
Somebody sent me a link. Now, I talked to the people at Wisp last week, and I used to do business with them 20 years ago, and I'm hoping maybe they'll put us up, you know, give us a little, you know, I'm working on a corporate structure here. But if that doesn't happen, a guy sent me this glamping thing. It's like a glamp ground out there, and it's like tiny little cabins in a little community. Okay. It's like tiny cabins.
I like glamping. I don't like camping, but glamping, that gets my attention.
Well, they have yurts on the Savage. I got options. I'm just trying to figure out. We're going to get out there. We're going to fish.
As long as you're off the ground, right? We don't want snakes crawling around the campsite, right? That's the whole thing. We don't want those things climbing and you wake up next to a
snake. You're worried about snakes? I'm worried about bears.
I'll take the bear over the snake.
What?
Yeah, man. Especially a poisonous snake. Look out.
Did bear. You see the video of the bear bringing her cubs down to the water in Tahoe?
So cute.
The bears were so hot because of the fires that they came down where there were people and just like jumped in the water. Oh my God, Dennis, it was a video like 3 days ago that Tahoe, because it was so hot, global warming.
Really? Oh no, I did see that. You know what? You're right. I never realized there were bears in Tahoe, but yeah, I saw that.
There were people.
In Tahoe, yes.
It was in Tahoe.
Tahoe is in the, that's a, you've been to Tahoe before?
No.
I want to go because you can ski, you can fish, you can do a lot of different things.
Same things you can do in Deep Creek Lake. So this is the thing. Now, listen to me. Now, this is important because I've only got 30 days, and you would say like, Maryland's a small state, right? And then I've been most places, I feel like. I feel like I've been a lot of places. You know, the important places, the Capital Center, Annapolis, you know, Route 50, Ocean City. You know, I sucked on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze in Cambridge. You know what I mean? So I've done things. Dennis, I may get emotional about this, but like I stopped by Maryland and I started looking at all the tributaries and realized how many times I crossed over the Nanticoke River or over Assawoman Bay. We all laughed about it. And now you see all of the tributaries, Potomac, and like I'm looking at the water differently and the spokes and the wheels to the uniqueness of the terrain of Maryland and the marshy area that these crabs come from. And I had a long chat with Amy over at Fadley's, and we're talking about the crab prices and $55 a pound, crazy stuff going on. But I started looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, I don't feel like I'm spending enough time. And then I travel all over the world. When I make a trip to Japan or Korea, I pretend I'm not going back. So I try to like see everything in case I don't get back. With this Maryland trip, I don't feel like I'm giving Deep Creek Lake enough time. I don't feel like I'm giving St. Mary's enough time. I feel like I'm not giving Oxford enough time. My dear friend Anita McCoola wants me to go. Someone sent me a picture from Smith Island yesterday. And they had a crab cake on Smith. They literally went Smith Island yesterday. And they said, dude, you got to get here. And they sent me this note, this online thing about all the quirkiness. And I had never read about it. Only thing I know about Smith Island is cake. And I don't really love the cake.
9 layers, baby.
Looks like 12 or 14 to me, but I don't know. But it looks like a lot. So I'm looking at all of this stuff and I'm thinking to myself, how amazing is this going to be? I mean, it's not like I don't get geeked up about going to Tahiti or going somewhere exotic. I get geeked up about going to Detroit for week three. I really do. They got a great Greek town. They got a casino. They got a place I like to eat. So I can be excited about anywhere, but like the exciting part about this is if I find a place I dig, I can go back again next week if I want to. You know what I mean? And I was shocked and I learned this. And this is where we're talking about traveling a little bit. You're talking about bears and Tahoe. I've never been to Tahoe. I've never been to Deep Creek Lake. I was shocked. How far from my house to Deep Creek Lake driving? How far?
3 hours?
I would venture. 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay. That's the beauty of Maryland, though, Ernesto. We were
I thought it was 6 hours. I swear to God. It feels to me like it's further than Pittsburgh. It feels like it's in Indiana. You know what I mean? Like literally it feels like I was blown away that it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's really blew me away.
Lots of trees, lots of woods. We were in Hagerstown just driving and you can just see the trees. And you know, my thought driving through Hagerstown was there are bears up there in those woods. Right. And I think that's the beauty of Maryland. Didn't think snakes.
Okay.
It's such a state where you can fish, you can hunt, you can ski, you know, you can go to the ocean. I mean, we have the four seasons. So if you're a person who gets easily bored, there's no better state to live in the state of Maryland. It's such a big state to explore. Like you said, you would have thought that Deep Creek Lake's much further from your house in downtown Baltimore, and it's not.
Listen, I've never I swear to God, and I'll tell this to the people out there, and I've had to learn all the counties, right? Like I got the map now. What I'm doing is I'm having a crab cake in every county.
Nice.
And like Caroline County is the most eastern. It's where Denton is when you drive to Rehoboth.
I know exactly where Denton
and
is. Yes.
It was hard to like find a great crab cake there. I mean, there's not a lot of industry. There's Aurora Farms. So I will have chicken. But I started looking at this. Garrett County, Allegheny County, Washington County.
Yep.
I've been in Washington County many times because I go through on the way to Breezewood. I don't think I make it into Allegheny County on that road. I'll have to check. But Garrett County, I think I may have been in Garrett County the time I went whitewater rafting up at the Yacht. But I mean, not in any appreciable way where I would know or remember. I did drive to West Virginia once too for an REM show. I drove to Charleston like 30 years ago and I did a hot spring, but I think I was on the West Virginia side. I had never... Don't laugh at me. Roderick's got pissed at me. I said, I've never even seen a picture of Deep Creek Lake. I don't even know. All I know is when it snows in Oakland, yeah. I get a picture of downtown, the street in downtown Oakland where it's snowing and it's sunny here. And I'm like, it's like Pittsburgh. When I think of Oakland, I think of Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? I think it's like Pittsburgh. And I want to get that out of me. I want to drive out. I want to do all this Maryland stuff. I want to feel a little vibe. They have crab cakes out there. People told me they weren't going to have crab cakes at Deep Creek Lake. There's like six places that look like you can get a really legitimate crab cake at Deep Creek Lake.
Can you imagine how pretty Deep Creek Lake is in the fall when the colors are changing? I'm sure you're taking trips towards the west via car and to Ohio or whatever. Pittsburgh and in October when the leaves are changing. I bet you Deep Creek Lake gets stunning that time of the year.
Fall foliage is incredible, and I've had a chance to see it in lots of places. I remember driving through the Tennessee forest to see a Tennessee Vols game from Nashville. Unbelievable.
It was great.
Well, my wife's in New Hampshire, right? So, if you try to rent a car in October anywhere north of Providence, you can't. And
especially now. Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw fall foliage from the top of the Great Wall of China. In Beijing, in Montiyu, and we took the cable car down, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'm going to discover new stuff, and I'm going to fly fish,
and
I'm going to zip line, and I'm going to go out on a crab boat. I'm going out on a marlin boat. I'm going to go to the crab pickery in Cambridge at Jam Clayton and find out what's going on there.
Oh, Cambridge is a great town, by the way. It's a fantastic town. I've been there several times.
I like beer. I don't know. I'm not ashamed of that. There's a lot of beer in this state. I mean, when I started asking for things to do, people were like, that's a cool brewery. That's a cool place. That's a neat place. This is a good bar. Yeah. Get this there. Get the fried chicken over here. Get this, that. And I'm like, so I have Google Maps is great. Remember when you were a kid, you used to have to put the pins in the map?
I'm not a map guy. Thank God. Whoever invented navigation, hats off, because,
you don't read as well.
Oh, no. Southeast and due west.
Oh, my God. I'm a map fiend.
Not me.
Oh, my God. As a kid.
Nope. You got to give me landmarks.
Listen, as a kid, when I was at Walden Bookstore in East Point Mall, as about a 9-year-old, 10-year-old.
Yeah.
My dad, this is right around the time we were going to South Carolina, because I wanted to know where Myrtle Beach was. I wanted to know it was near Abbeville.
Good
I wanted
you.
To, like... know where I-95 and I-85 were and where we could stop and get exotic newspapers. All I ever wanted to do was work in a newspaper. So every time we'd stop at the Royal Farms in North Carolina, my dad would have to get a dollar for the Goldsboro Times, and I would clip – I collected newspapers. I mean, I was a complete nerd for wanting to be a newspaper guy. So it comes to me honest. But, all these years later and, maps – I got the Rand McNally map at the mall, and it was next to the throne for the afternoon constitution. You know what I mean? It was the reading room. So as a kid, I didn't just read books and things and whatever, and my dad had encyclopedias. I was never a comic book guy. I read wrestling magazines. We talked about this. Yep. Never Ranger Rick really made my Aunt Clara. My Aunt Clara would be so proud of me for going fishing. She'd be so – but anyway, the Rand McNally Atlas, the United States, Canada, Mexico Atlas, is how I wanted to go to Cleveland to see a baseball game.
That's crazy.
It's how I learned where the Big A in Anaheim was and where Disneyland was. I would get the map at – and all I ever did as a kid was dreamed of seeing the world. So this – So having seen the world now, having been on every continent but Africa, and I didn't go to Antarctica because Baldinger talked me out of it, but I've been everywhere I've wanted to go other than the Northern Lights and like a safari in Africa. Mm-hmm. The fact that I haven't been to Deep Creek Lake is really wildly exciting to me as a 52-year-old. Yep. And to not even know what it looks like and to have it be at a time when my wife is enjoying hiking and paddleboarding and stuff. And like, I might become a mountain guy. I mean, no, I'm a beach guy. But I might like the mountains. Just I don't like mountains in the winter, and I don't like bugs. I don't like bugs. Smith Island, everything they tell me about Smith Island, Dan, bugs. So I'm going to hate it, and I'm going to take a net, and I'm going to endure it, and I'm going to get some cake. But I have been told bugs in Smith Island.
They have bug spray for that. And you will enjoy fishing in Deep Creek Lake, which I've never been there either. So that's also a bucket list thing for me to go to
Deep Creek Lake. We're going to fly fish on the Savage River.
Unbelievable. All right? Unbelievable. Great stuff.
So I need to get 26th. You got to get the 26th.
You got it. I will do everything possible to be there.
This might be the only time I do it because you know how it is. You're going to suck at it at first, and you're going to have to either laugh at yourself.
Listen, even if you suck at it, you're having fun. You know, it's camaraderie, the stories, the experience, right?
Being in the moment. But you're going to suck at it at first, right? Okay. Unless you're really lucky.
Hey, I'd rather suck at something trying.
Story, okay, so here's stuff that I've done in my life. 1998, I flew to Australia because I swore I'd go by the time I was 30 because Russell Hitchcock, the singer from Air Supply, told me, mate, you want to meet Dames? Go to Brisbane. You want to go to the Gold Coast, mate? Hear me out. And I'm
That's a long trip, right? That's a long, long flight.
So he told me to go there to meet girls. So when I was 29, I went there to meet girls. So I went to Australia. I went deep sea fishing. I caught that big Spanish mackerel for real, really caught it, really reeled it in, really couldn't move my arm. Like I had these experiences. So I did fish once in my life, and I did – this is the one weird thing I did. The first day I was there, they took me to the Karanda farm up on the hills where they had Aboriginals, and they gave a display on how to throw a boomerang. Mm. You ever thrown a boomerang?
Been a long time. When I was a kid. It didn't come back to me, though. It was like a frisbee.
I watched what he told me to do, and I threw it. And it was like the episode of Gilligan's Island or Get Smart where, like, it was like a trick shot. I swear to God, Dan, that thing went out about 80 feet, and it came right back to my hand.
Awesome.
And I'm like, I'm never going to throw it. And I threw it 10 more times, and it went all everywhere.
Yeah, that was my experience. That's why I threw a frisbee instead.
I threw it one time, and it came back to me. So having done that, I think maybe the fly, you know what I mean? Like the casting part of the fly, it's either going to be very easy or very difficult. That's how I look at it. I'm going to have a sense of humor either way.
I'd rather suck at something trying than never trying it at all. Right. So it's the experience. At least, you know, you'll be in the water. You'll have fun. It's going to be a blast for sure.
Dennis Colatzos is here. He's a Coons Ford Security Boulevard. He will sell you a new or pre-loved vehicle, and they're hard to find these days, right, Dan?
They're hard to find, but we have plenty of them. Somehow, some way, we delivered 48 vehicles over the weekend, Friday and Saturday. So big thanks out there.
Or in some places on Eastern Shore.
They're going all over the country. So thank you to WNST for the wonderful advertising and our customer base, all the repeat and referrals that we get. So
I just appreciate the red shirt.
Hey, man, you know, we giving away shirts, too. I got to get you some more swag. You got some hats coming your way, young man, especially if you can put that your flow
my flow is going to flow out. I just got out of the shower this morning. I didn't shave up. My wife's coming home. We got anniversary this week. Football next week, training camp, right? We're going to have an NBA champion.
Yep.
Who can't pull for that kid from the Bucks? Nice kid. And, you know.
And happy early anniversary, you guys.
Thank you, and happy crab cake touring with you because you're going to have crab cake with me out in Savage. How about that?
Absolutely.
I'm
taking
your crab cake place out. There you go.
Sounds
great. Dennis Colatzos, he's going to fly fish. We're going to tell stories. We're going to show videos. It's going to be fun. I'm Nestor. We're WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.